ik zou sowieso voor heel veel eten voor mezelf zorgen. Daar staat het eigenlijk voor uitdraaien.
Hey, en Naas is ook een van de inspiratoren van de man die nu net binnen is gelopen. Dat is niemand minder dan Joey Badass. Welkom, welcome to Phonix. Welcome to Encore. Welcome to Amsterdam.
So basically, so very
welcome. You hear me? You hear me?
Yeah, okay. Hear you now.
Do you hear you?
Yeah. Just a little bit. Can I turn it up?
Yeah, I can turn it up.
Producer's gonna help you right now. Oké, okay, zo, wordt eventjes een beetje aan de draden gefrommeld, want we willen natuurlijk wel dat hij zichzelf kan horen. We hebben Joey Badass in de studio. Hij gaat zo direct optreden. Is dat je first appearance in Amsterdam?
Nah, it's probably like my third time. Yeah, that, I love Amsterdam, by the way. Yeah.
But that's like a whole lot for somebody that just entered the scene.
Come again?
That's a whole lot of times for somebody that just entered the scene.
Yeah, that's true. It is awful lot of times.
So how do you get with Amsterdam? Is it a place for you to stay?
Yeah, it's like one of my favorite cities in the world, you know, especially in Europe.
I can imagine a lot of things going on here right now, but also back home, there's a lot of things going on for you. I hear you're acting now.
Yeah. That's true.
In a global winning series.
I believe you want to say Golden Globe.
Thank you. Yeah. Golden Globe winning series, mm-hmm. Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
So how does this come to play?
It's just, you know, a lot of people don't know, but I've been into acting for a long time. You know, I went to school for theater arts. So I always looked at acting as something I'd get back into after, like, you know, the music took off. And here I am.
Yeah, but now the music's taken off, the acting's taken off. There's gonna be a point that they're gonna make you choose.
Yeah. Nah, it ain't gonna make me choose. I can do whatever I want. Nah.
You think you can combine it?
I'm already combining.
Okay. But can you imagine that it might be that you get more roles and that it's going to be a little bit harder?
I would never get more roles than more albums that I drop.
So for you, it's the music first still?
Of course. Okay. Music is what got me here.
But damn, man, are you a workaholic? Are you always working even when you're on tour?
I am. I honestly can't stop working. Like, working is my bliss. I've just, like, you know, at such a young age, I've had a lot happen to me. So, you know, working is the way that I cope with the pain and everything, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And do you always grab into that pain and make it something beautiful?
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's just my coping mechanism, you know? Anytime I'm feeling pain, I'm feeling angry or just having negative thoughts, I just like to take it to the pen and paper, you know, and just write it all out, and that's how I release.
And
share it with the world.
Does that also happen on the road? Do you get yourself studio time when you're on the road?
Yeah, as much as I can. Like, I'm trying to hit the studio tomorrow, so, yeah.
And so that's going to be in Holland then?
Who knows?
Okay, so just
wherever they find a studio for me, I'm there.
You're there. Do you feel pressure? Because of basically a lot of people, especially the old school, see you as the resurrection of hip-hop.
Yeah.
Do you feel any pressure about that? Or do you see yourself... is this something that you've planned out to be?
I don't feel any pressure. I wouldn't say... You know, I've always planned to be a musician, an actor, a role model. You know what I'm saying? But as far as the clout, the credit that they gave me, I accept it, you know, and I'm gonna run with it, and I'm gonna do my best to fulfill what is my destiny, I guess, you know.
How come you are able to combine the best of old school hip hop with the best of the new school? How did you mix that up?
You know, I was born in 1995. It's now 2016, so. That's pretty much it. I took a little bit from, you know, birth.
But let's be honest. You know yourself. A lot of people from your age are more into the new style of hip hop, and they don't even want to rap.
That's because their hip hop history starts from Soulja Boy. Tell them.
Yeah.
Me, uh-huh. I've been listening to that real shit since I was born.
So how do you look at these other rappers from your generation?
I mean, it's cool. You know, it's like for different moods, different vibes. Like I'm not the one to shoot anybody's plane down. Everybody's supporting their families and, you know, making it out of the struggle. So you can never hate on that, you know. But as far as the art form, you know, they don't get as much credibility in my eyes, you know.
No.
And I'm sure as everyone's.
But
just
do they give
how
you,
it is.
Do they give you your respect, though?
I mean, even if they don't, it doesn't matter to me.
Because you're getting it already.
Exactly. And I'm not out here begging for respect. I'm doing what I am doing, and I know I'm dignified. So, you know,
I'll
forever be good off of that.
So
I got enough respect for myself.
Yeah, great.
You dig.
So you left Amsterdam and Amsterdam loves you. What will we see tonight?
A great show. You know? Yeah, I always tell people to drop expectations, just accept whatever happens. So,
and is it that you perform in America, you perform here? Is it that certain songs work better in Europe than other songs?
That's true. That's very true. At least in my eyes. And back to your point of mixing the new generation with the old generation. You know, America is more new generation based. So the more up-tempo stuff is like, you know, rocks more out there, and that's opposed to out here. It's like, you know, pretty much anything could fly. But when you really bringing back that essence of, like, you know, what people know as hip-hop, they really get fueled up about that out here. So it's dope.
I can imagine. So, but do you when you go on stage, do you let it go with the flow, or did you prepare a set for yourself?
I prepare a set. It's a mixture of both, you know. We prepare and then we take whatever the universe gives us in that given moment.
All right.
Thanks, Joey Badass.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
In about 45 minutes, you will perform here?
Yeah, about that, right? I gotta go
practice. What do you do to prepare? Like, do you get in the zone how?
I like to, you know, just rehearse some songs, you know, just to make sure everything is on point. Maybe do some push-ups, say a prayer, meditation.
Okay.
That's about it.
You go do you and enjoy your show tonight.
Thank
and we
you.
Will listen to one of your songs, Devastated, okay?
Okay, cool.
Thanks for
peace
for
and
being
love.
Here.
Thank y'all for having me.
Thanks.
Take care.
Funny. Live at Encore Festival.